Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Their charitable foundation is called Sharing Change, and that is funded by members, like maybe yourself, who round up their electric bills to the nearest dollar each month, supporting hundreds of nonprofits. Find out more at sharingchange.org. Well, speaking of nonprofits, we're going to have some conversation this morning about our local Salvation Army. Reagan Love joins us, the Community Relations and Development Director, and good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you.
Great to see you. Yeah. Thank you for having us.
I guess since I haven't seen you in the new year, Happy New Year applies still.
Happy New Year to you. Absolutely.
It's been a busy January, I would assume.
Yes, it's been a long January.
Yeah, it seems like it.
Never ending. So it feels like the Christmas season is far behind us, but it was just a month ago.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure that there are lots of things. You know, January is kind of that time that we look down the road, what's coming up, kind of get plans together, kind of, you know, a planning type of month, isn't
it? Yes, absolutely. Yeah, it's an exciting time to reflect on, you know, the things that happened and successes and then things to change for this coming year. So it's definitely exciting.
Well, let's talk a little bit about 2024. And it's almost like the Salvation Army likes to cram, you know, so much work in November and December, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah, it is our kind of our season, isn't it? So yeah, we're so thankful. We, of course, have our Angel Tree program and then our Kettle fundraiser that happens. Angels, kids, and seniors, we had 1,400 kids and seniors that we gave out gifts to this year. And that, again, it kind of offset that financial responsibility that parents feel around Christmas time to provide that kind of Christmas experience for their kids and also being able to support our seniors. And I, along with many of our community volunteers, were there at distribution. And so it was great to be able to see those families. And, you know, a lot of the parents that come to pick up their gifts are just in amazement and so grateful. And so it's just so, it's such a beautiful opportunity that we have as a community to come and support our families like that and our seniors as well.
So you have community volunteers, but each of those gifts was purchased by a local person, business.
Absolutely. Yes, so we have amazing partners with corporations, nonprofit organizations, individuals, and we want to say a huge thank you to them because we wouldn't be able to do it without them. So grateful for the community here in Murfreesboro, Rutherford, Cannon Counties. It's pretty amazing.
Now, you also mentioned the senior population in that, and and it's not like they're asking for toys, but
right, exactly. You know, sometimes they want some type of kitchen item, you know, maybe if they want some type of crock pot, toaster, things like that, or blankets, a new bedding set or things like that. And so we're it was great to be able to see all of those things also in our gym is where we had all of these toys. If you were visiting, you would have seen it was very full of all the gifts. So we're thankful for our space for sure.
I've definitely had the opportunity to participate in that and just to see the organization that goes into putting everything out. So it's easy to find when there's a pickup, you know, it's done very efficiently.
Yes. Well, Sergeants Ruby and George Keith are our officers here in Murfreesboro, and they came on in October and so hit the ground running.
Right.
but they did such a fantastic job of really streamlining everything, everybody, you know, receiving the everything that they were assigned to have, and it was very well oiled machine. So grateful for that.
Yeah. And to the volunteers that helped and to those that contributed in ways like purchasing gifts on the Angel Tree and things like that. Just a thanks for the community for continuing to do that. And the recipients, there's a process. Kind of explain or remind us of that process of how that happens. I mean, how do you know that little Johnny is on the Angel Tree? I mean, how does that come about?
Sure. So we work very closely with schools, family resource centers of the schools. They get us connected.
Okay.
Also, you can, it was an online application, and it's really, it's a great process because all of their, documentation for whatever they needed is uploaded on their own. And then we go through and we just kind of look through all of that information, make sure everything looks great, and then we send email confirmations, and they get, a number, and it's pretty amazing. I did an angel tree back when I lived in Naples, and it was very different back then.
Sure.
I think we were dreaming of the day where things like this happen. So, because it used to be kind of an in-person, and I know that's beautiful. It's just we have so many families and individuals that we want to get to, and so being able to work with the schools and being able to, post when those portals open to sign up for it. So that's kind of how it works. And then they put in, families will put in what each of their children wants. And there's a tag. And as you were talking about, corporate partners, individuals, nonprofit, whomever come and they get, kind of a stack of those tags and go shop for them.
So that's cool.
Very special.
Interesting process. You mentioned the, as we'll call it, olden days.
Yes.
And, it was definitely a process. There was a lot of paper that had to trail that particular angel, if you will. So
exactly.
So I'm glad that, technology has allowed us to streamline that some.
So grateful.
And I think that helps us help more people just
absolutely.
Because of the manpower that's not necessary. Yeah,
and we can have it kind of more in a one day. And so therefore, we can continue doing all the other things that we need to do, because a lot of times, our staff from the rest of the building is coming to help support that angel tree distribution. That's a hard word
it
to
is.
Say. So, it's great to have them to be able to go back and continue with the services that they're in charge of.
Considering that is going on at the same time as kettles.
Mm-hmm, exactly. So this year our Red Kettle Challenge goal was $50,000, and we raised $66,000.
Oh, wow.
So we are just over the moon, just so thankful to the community for how they have contributed. All those who did a Red Kettle Challenge were so grateful. We had a lot of different groups come out and volunteer at the kettles, which is such a helpful thing, because they see those wonderful community members at the kettle, and people give more. So we're so grateful, and all of those funds go towards Murfreesboro, the local efforts to meet the needs of our neighbors in greatest need.
Yep, stays right here, and that's the beautiful thing about the Red Kettle. That number seems maybe a bit higher than the previous year. I'm not sure, but
yeah, we went above by 16,000. So we're very very happy about that for sure. Definitely,
and takes a lot of volunteers for that too, doesn't it?
Yes. Well, we have, over the year 2024, we had 344 volunteers over the entire year, which equals to 2,262 hours, which is significant. I mean, without our volunteers, we would, we definitely want to be able to reach all that we did. So grateful for our volunteers as well.
That is true. Reagan Love is joining us today from our local Salvation Army, the Community Relations and Development Director. And it takes a lot of money to operate throughout the year. And we're going to talk about another event coming up, but maybe just kind of give us an overview of, you say the money from the kettles at Christmas, it stays here.
Mm-hmm.
What does that do? What does that allow the Salvation Army to do here locally?
Sure. So we, of course, have our emergency supportive housing, which is there at our location on West Main Street. And we have opportunities for single men, single women, and families to come who are experiencing homelessness. And we, of course, work with what we call the coordinated entry, which helps us to have families or individuals come who are in the most need to be able to get those spots. And so that's one aspect of our programs. Then we also have, of course, our feeding program, which this past year, 2024, we served 2,030 meals last year. So we're excited to report about that. So we have our feeding, and then of course we also have our financial stability classes that we have going on. And we have several individuals involved with that. And then, of course, Angel Tree, which we just spoke about. And then some other things are in the works. And so we're excited about this year and some different opportunities for volunteering, for giving, and all those things.
Well, good. I mean, that is definitely a lot. That's a lot of meals served as well. And that's a daily evening meal, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's right.
So at the Salvation Army, they... you know, different corps have different programs, if that makes sense. And mm-hmm. I guess you were there to kind of fill the need for what the need is here in Rutherford County. Mm-hmm. It may be different, for instance, the focus areas for Nashville or, you know, a corps in Kentucky, mm-hmm. right?
Right, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the need here is, you know, we see similarities. But, you know, we're seeing more and more that families, you know, are experiencing homelessness. And something else that we're able to do is work with our families that are possibly facing eviction. We're able to give them the resources that they need. We have a process right now for that. And also those who are trying to get into maybe an apartment and need their security deposit, things like that. Mm-hmm. Those are kind of things that we have been able to help with as well.
Well, that's all. I mean, that keeps them in shelter.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah. And that is the goal, is that we really try to empower and encourage and support families, individuals in their homes so they remain in their homes, but also provide opportunities for them to be supported.
Mm-hmm. Reagan, let's talk about Beyond the Bells making a big comeback this year, and that's kind of the signature fundraiser.
Yes, absolutely. We were, you know, a little sad that we didn't get to have ours last year. We had a change in leadership, and so grateful. It's been such a beautiful transition, and so now we're excited. March 20th, Beyond the Bells, and we already actually have a few sponsors, and so we have Middle Tennessee Electric, who has sponsored us, Nissan, Ascend Federal Credit Union, Pinnacle Financial Partners, and Old National Bank. So we're thankful for those sponsors and to continue to possibly receive more sponsorships, but also just looking forward to a great opportunity to share our story to those who come.
So it will be held March 20th.
Correct, March 20th. And if you're interested in joining us, you can send me an email, Reagan, R-E-G-A-N, .love, at USS.salvationarmy.org. It's a long tag at the end, but you can always call us if you're interested in coming. We'd love to have you, and we can send out, you know, more details of that.
I'll stick your email address on the podcast.
Perfect.
Post. That way people can go back and pull that. And it's a luncheon?
Yes, lunch. Okay. Yeah, 11:30 to 1. 11:30 is lunch is served, and 12 is when the program should start. So it'll be kind of a compact time, but it'll be worth it.
Yep, it always is. And what's the location this time?
So this is the view at the fountains.
Okay, awesome.
So beautiful venue. So grateful. Just met with them this past week, and they're so gracious to host us there.
It was there a couple of years ago, and was just really a great venue and a good view.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I was telling her, you don't need much in that room because it's just so beautiful with all the windows.
Yeah.
So grateful to be there for sure.
So are you still working with like table host and things like that? Is that how this is going to work?
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, we have opportunities for table hosts, for sponsors, table hosts, how it works. If you're interested in joining us, invite 7 other people with you, and so they can hear the story of the Salvation Army and the impact in the community. And then, of course, you know, enjoy a meal together, come together with some great partners in the community that are going to be invited for that event. And if nothing more, you know, we get to love on you and, you know, just network with you a little bit and eat some good food.
So just for those listening out there, it's not like $100 per person kind of thing, but come with your checkbook because, I mean, you'll want to help the Salvation Army after you see some of the programming.
Absolutely. Yes, we do have a fundraising goal for the event, which is $50,000. That right. is the goal. And we are on our way. We have $13,000 even secured now with sponsorships. So we are grateful for that, but we're still on our way to that $50,000 goal. And that will go towards general operating for the rest of the year. So okay. all of the services programs that we spoke of, all of those, all of that funding will go straight to those programs.
Very good. Well, thanks for stopping in today, catching us up on the good things that are going on.
Absolutely. Appreciate you so much.
Absolutely.
Thank you to WGNS.
Sure thing. Thanks. Reagan Love joining us with the local Salvation Army, the Community Relations and Development Director. Again, Beyond the Bells, March 20th, The View, 11:30 to 1. You'll want to be there. We'll get the contact info on the podcast, which will be up shortly at WGNSradio.com. Have a good day, everybody.